This is special coverage of the death of Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden was the mastermind, of course, behind the worst ever terrorist attack on U.S. soil. He was killed by U.S. forces yesterday morning, Pakistan time. For some analysis, we're joined now by counterterrorism expert David Kilcullen of the Center for New American Security. Good morning.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you very much. Now, it took nearly 10 years to find bin Laden. What does his death mean for the future of al-Qaeda, that terrorist network that he founded and led and was a symbol of?
Well, I think in the short term, it probably doesn't mean the collapse of the network. In fact, I think we may see a little bit of a surge of retaliatory violence, perhaps worldwide, but certainly in Pakistan and Afghanistan in the short term. But over the long term, I think it's going to inevitably lead to a drop in the credibility and support for al-Qaeda. He was such an important inspirational and motivational figure that I think this does make a significant long-term difference.
You know, we've been getting reactions from around the world on this, and one of those applauding the death of bin Laden is Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai, and he's saying this morning that the strike in Pakistan proves the real fight against terrorists is outside Afghanistan's borders. What do you say to that?
Well, I
because
think
it was Pakistan.
One of the most
obviously.
Important things we need to consider here is the likely outcome in terms of peace in Afghanistan. And I think that's one of the most important potential upsides here. One of the issues for the Taliban has been that it's been very difficult for them to engage in serious negotiations for a peace settlement while Osama bin Laden remains alive and Mullah Omar, the leader of the Taliban, remained committed to him. I think this changes their calculus, but it will take a while for that to play out.
Of course, Mullah Omar, the leader, or the original leader of the Taliban, is alive, as far as anyone knows, and not clear where he is. But a lot of thinking is that he's in Pakistan. Is what President Karzai said, is there some truth to that, that it really terrorism is outside its borders?
I think that Pakistan has very much been the center of gravity for a lot of terrorism, both in the region and, in fact, worldwide over the past decade. So I think, in that sense, President Karzai is correct. I would just add that there's still a very significant fight going on inside Afghanistan and a lot of civilian casualties, a lot of damage to the population. The job isn't done in Afghanistan. And I think the most important job is making peace at this point.
Just briefly, will the demise of Osama bin Laden affect American counterterrorism strategy from here on out?
Very much so. I wouldn't want to speculate on how, but I think that this will most definitely change the dynamic. One of the things that we can expect is that al-Qaeda may turn inward briefly while they figure out some of the succession issues associated with this. And for them, you know, this has been their worst year ever. The Middle East and North Africa democracy spring that we've seen in the past few months is causing their major grievance, which has been driving their support, to evaporate. And it's certainly not helped by the loss of Osama bin Laden. So I think they've got some serious problems right now.
Thank you very much, counterterrorism expert David Kilcullen. He's the author of The Accidental Guerrilla, Fighting Small Wars in the Midst of a Big One. This is special coverage from NPR News.